All right, welcome back. Dennis Stuckey Show here on WPHM. And let's go back to the phones where I believe Bobby McKillop is hanging out. Hey, Killer, what's going on?
Everything's good. How about you, Stuck?
It is what it is. Hockey season is underway. It's only been 9 games, Killer, but it's been 2 seasons already for my Red Wings. Great start, lots of energy. The young kids on that line probably overperforming. And now things have kind of settled in. Nobody can score for the Red Wings, and lately they can't keep the puck out of their net, and that's a bad combination for them.
Yeah, it's tough right now for them. But again, you know, what people don't understand, and you know, we knew it was going to be a season like this. They're struggling on the back end. Obviously, Erickson just went through waivers. He's in Grand Rapids. And the defensemen that they have on the back end, especially their veteran guys, it's tough. I mean, you win games from your goaltender out, and their goaltending hasn't been good. Obviously, to give up the 2 goals as they did late in the game yesterday, when they had a chance to win that hockey game, obviously, a young mistake by Heroes there, going to the net, sticking his foot out, that's a no-no. And then obviously a bad goal on a shot that kind of gets through Jimmy. But it's not that. I mean, it's the lack of compete and the lack of effort that I'm seeing from a fan standpoint, from a hockey guy standpoint. That's got to be driving them nuts internally. They're losing a lot of battles.
Well, that's why they were winning the first couple of games. Bertuzzi and Larkin and even Mantha, who I got on a little bit last year for a stretch where I thought he was being lazy. They were just flying to pucks the first 3-4 games of the season, winning puck battles, and it was contagious that even, you know what, Abdelkader and Helm were getting to everything too. Glenn Denning was getting to everything. And that's just all stopped. Nobody's getting to anything, and they look soft. They look like they're some of the preseason games where I just thought they got pushed down and knocked over so easily, and just it's like they'll never win a puck battle again is what it feels like.
Well, and the thing that when you talk about that, Stuck, is it's at home. I mean, it's one thing to go on a little Western swing there and struggle. It's another thing to come back home and have the effort that they put in last night against a team that, you know, was in New York a couple nights earlier, and they're just finishing their little Eastern swing here, and then they go back home, and you had a team that was ripe for the picking, and you just had a lackluster effort. It looked like a middle of the week hockey game that anybody in the world has seen 100 million times. But the difference is when you take a look at this team and how they're built. The way this team's going to have success is they're not as talented as everybody else. And quit having conversations with me about how talented this hockey team is, and the Larkins and the Manthas and the Anastasius. Quit. Listen, if we compared every team's top six, every single team in the National Hockey League's top six to the Red Wings' top six, especially if we compared the top 3 to 4 defensemen on every team in the league, let's have a realistic discussion. We would be in the bottom third of the league. But not only would we be in the bottom third of the league, we'd probably be in the bottom eighth of the league. So that being said, you can't really look at this team and go, hey, pucks are going to go on the net because we just have those guys. There's an actual goal scorer in this hockey team, and his name's Anthony Mantha. After that, Larkin's not a pure goal scorer. These other guys aren't pure goal scorers. We got some guys down on the farm that have the potential. Zadina's off to a terrible start. He's -5. He's got 1 goal in 5 games. Valeno's struggling down there. I mean, but we don't have these natural goal scorers where the puck's just going to go on the net. So that being said, we have to outwork hockey teams. This Detroit Red Wings have to outwork every single team they play. They got to play dump and chase, crash and bang, bump and grind hockey, and they just don't have the personnel to do it.
Yeah, it's hard for me to argue any of those points. They're not getting anything either from Athanasiou right now, and that hurts because if that first line doesn't score, then the Red Wings aren't going to score. And I've been complaining about the defense for a long time. I mean, let's face it. Their best two defensemen really are Hronek and Chalowski. And they really shouldn't
it's
be.
Not even close, yeah.
They really shouldn't be, but they are. Green's giving them absolutely nothing so far. You see, I mean, at least he was good for 35, 40 points in the past. What's he got, 1 point this season?
Yeah, listen, when we're having a conversation that Green, DeKaiser, and Daly are not even in the conversation, not only in the conversation offensively, they're not in the conversation defensively. They're not getting the loose pucks. They're losing battles down low. They're getting out-competed. They're not grabbing sticks in front of the net. They're not blocking shots. They're not making good outlet passes. It's a struggle. You win in the National Hockey League from your goaltender out. The better teams that have a whole bunch of scoring win hockey games because they have a whole bunch of scoring and they can kind of get away with it. They can get outshot 35-20 and win 5-2. The Tampa Bays, the Bostons, these guys are loaded. And they win games because the pucks just go in the net. Pucks aren't going to go in the net. Who's going to score the goals? Where are you going to get your goals from? You need your goals to come from Larkin and Mantha. You need your goals to come from – you need secondary scoring. I don't see any secondary scoring in this hockey team. I just don't, which is why the power play is going to struggle. You show me a power play that struggles in the National Hockey League, I'll show you a power play that isn't very talented. And unfortunately – you know, the guys that need to put the puck in the net, you can't rely on Anthony Mantha to score 2 and 3 goals a game. It's not going to happen. Listen, when you got a guy like James Neal at the age he's at, where Billy Peters, a Mike Babcock-esque coach, basically, buries him in Calgary, and now he's leading the National Hockey League in goals with 9. I don't know if he got one last night. If he did, it would be 10 or 11. But as of last night, he's tied to the lead with 9 goals. But that comes from him playing with better players around him, him being on the ice with Connor McDavid, him being on the ice with Dreisaitl on the power play, and that's what makes you better. Other better players make you better. Well, who's going to make guys better on the Detroit Red Wings? Larkin? Mantha? No, that's not who they are. They need guys around them to make them better. Bertuzzi needs guys around him to make him better. Now, I love what Bertuzzi's doing. I think he works hard every single night. He's just a one-dimensional player, and he'll get some puck luck goals. He'll get some garbage goals. But as far as, you know, like these guys like Nielsen and Abelkader and Helm and listen, Glenn Denning's a great player. I'd have Glenn Denning on any team that I had. Wins all his faceoffs. Competes hard in his own end. But again, he's not going to score you 30 goals.
No, he's not going to make players around him better offensive players either. Is what he is. He's a grinded out kind of player. And for my money, I didn't get the Filppula signing. It's the one move by Yzerman so far that I don't get. And I don't think he's really brought anything to the table to help this team.
You know, I think when you sign a guy like Filppula, I think where he signed it in the past with Tampa and Philly and whatnot, I think when you have a good core group of guys, you're looking for him to kind of shore things up on a defensive side, give you some quality shifts, get you 15 to 20 goals, be a 35-point guy, 40-point guy at most, and kill penalties. I mean, he's a great role player. If they signed him to do anything but that, then they were foolish. So I'm not really sure about that signing myself. That was kind of an odd thing for me. I'm not sure whether it was a money thing or whether a cap thing or whether they were just, you know, thought they'd shore up some part of it. But listen, it's okay. Like everybody, this is okay. We're not going to be very good for a while, and we have some quality talent down on the farm, and it's time for us to let that talent find their way to the National Hockey League and fail at the National Hockey League level, so that when we are prepared to start making a playoff run, we're prepared for it. And I think Yzerman will do that. I think these guys got to find their way down on the farm. They're not playing well now, but it's time for us to give them an opportunity to play in the National Hockey League where they can learn their craft at that level. You don't get to be a quality player. You learn a lot in the American League, for sure, but it's not the same. It's a step and a half slower. The pace of the game, the thought process of the game, the decision-making in the game, and obviously the speed from a foot speed of the game is just totally different than the National Hockey League level.
I'm glad Svechnikov is up. The two guys that are actually playing well down in Grand Rapids that I hope get a chance here, because if for nothing else, they need a shot in the arm right now, Killer.
I agree.
Rasmussen's playing really well, really well. And Jovani Smith is off to a good start this year, finally.
See, the thing that I don't understand about Jovani Smith is Abulcator on steroids. He's got great hands. He's a big boy. He's physical, and he's young. So for me, if there's one guy that should definitely 100% have an opportunity to prove himself that he can't play at the National Hockey League level, he's the guy, because that's what they need. They need a shot in the arm from an up and down, crash and bang, physical with some touch. They need that kind of guy in that locker room right now, and he's a prime example of a guy that needs to be here.
Yeah, which is why I then didn't understand why they went out and got Adam Ernie, who to me is just a younger version of Abulcator.
Which again is one of these things where when you take a look at a signing like that, anytime you're putting yourself in a position where you kind of already have that in your system, it's kind of like, you know, when you're picking fantasy teams for your fantasy football guys or your fantasy hockey, I guess, is when you're filling out your roster, you're trying to get points from guys. If you're going to start Aaron Rodgers, you're not going to have Tom Brady. You're going to pick Rodgers or Brady, one of the two. And Ernie, like you said, is a smaller, younger version of a Jovani Smith. So as soon as they signed him, I said, well, I guess Smitty's going to be stuck down on the farm this year. So, I mean, that's another kind of, you know, what are we doing?
All right. Well, I got to let you go, Killer, but thanks for calling in.
Okay, it's good to talk to you, Stuck.
All right. We'll talk to you soon again. All right. Bobby McKillop chiming in today on the program. I enjoy that. All right. We will take a break here, but we're back with more. We're going until 7 o'clock tonight. Red Wing hockey at 7:10 as the Wings are in Ottawa. I'm with Donnie. The Red Wings need a win tonight, and not an eke it out in overtime or shootout win. They need to win tonight by, you know, 3-0, 4-1, something like that. We'll be back.